All right, everybody, this is The Ramblings of a Transgender Christian. I am your host, Anna Hudak. So we are here today for an emergency episode. I was not planning on doing anything. I was planning on doing no more content for the week because, frankly, I have not been sleeping. I have gotten very little sleep the last few nights. They've been hellish nights for me. I am beyond exhausted. Like, I have no energy. So I even went on Twitter this morning saying, I'm not making any more content this week. There will be no Transwarp Drive. I'm not making any videos for my main channel. Nothing. There's just nothing going on. But then this happened. And frankly, I have to talk about this. This is something that needs to be talked about. I am a trans content creator who runs a podcast about being trans. And frankly, once again, I just don't know how I cannot talk about this. All right, so what I'm talking about is just a few hours ago, as I'm recording this, Texas Governor, this is from LGBTQ Nation, and you'll be able to find the article in the show notes, or Texas governor declares trans medical care child abuse and orders investigations of supportive parents. Yeah, no, you heard that right. Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, has declared that trans medical care is child abuse. And not only that, he has gotten the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services, the DFPS, to investigate parents who have support for transgender children and allow access to gender-affirming medical care prescribed by their doctors in a letter sent to the agency yesterday. This just came out today. So yes, if you are a parent in Texas and you openly support your trans child, you will be investigated into, and you're probably going to have your child taken away. You may end up in jail. Literally. This is not a joke. This is actually code red. This is an emergency. You will be found guilty of child abuse for being a good parent and supporting your trans child. This is what's going on in Texas right now. Today. This is not the Middle East. You know, this isn't Turf Island, as we like to joke. But even Texas, I mean, even Britain isn't going even close to this low. Holy fuck. You know, yeah, this isn't Russia. This isn't China. This isn't, you know, I think, was it Taiwan or Singapore that has been really cracking down hard on the queer community? Maybe it's both of them, but I at least know one of those for a fact has really been cracking down on the queer community as of late. You know, this isn't one of those countries. This is here in America, 2022. If you support your child, you're going to be labeled as a child abuser. This shit is fucking evil. Let's call it this what it is. This is fucking evil. The anger that I feel is, it is raging so hard in me, but like, I actually genuinely don't feel anything anymore. Like, I literally have no emotion anymore, just because the anger has been boiling inside of me so hotly over this. Like, I literally burned myself out of pretty much all emotion. This shit is fucking evil. Let us call, you know, and I think, you know, I had just been praying for God to just fucking pour his judgment out upon these just evil motherfuckers. Greg Abbott, the governor. Dan Patrick, the assistant governor. Or governor, whatever. The second in control there. And, you know, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, who yesterday wrote a legal opinion saying that supporting trans children is child abuse. These people are soulless monsters. Let us make no bones about this. These people are fucking soulless ghouls. These people are fully incapable of anything good. There is not a good thing in them. They're genuinely incapable of anything good. And it does not... And this is not some fucking one-off. You know? These people hate gay people. They have done everything they can in their power to make lives miserable for gay people. I mean, these were the motherfuckers who basically criminalized abortion earlier. Was it last year? I don't even remember at this point. Time has no meaning anymore. You know, they criminalized homelessness, literally, almost. They haven't, like, literally quite criminalized it quite yet, but they're working on it. They're doing everything they can to make lives as miserable as possible for homeless people. They have no respect for anyone. They have no respect for God, despite how much they love to tout, oh, we're God-fearing Christians. Like, Greg Abbott and Dan Patrick are both open Christians. And, like, Dan Patrick was out there at the beginning of COVID saying, yeah, grandma and grandpa should be glad to die to COVID for the sake of her grandchildren. You know, so her grandkids can go out and party during a pandemic, you know? Like, it... These people, there's not a single godly bone in their body. These are people, at the day of judgment, these are people that God is going to say, I did not know you two. And we're going to be saying, you know, Greg Abbott, Dan Patrick, and I think Ken Paxton's probably a Christian too. I don't know for a fact, but, you know, if we're going to say to Jesus, Lord, Lord, did we not, did we not do all these things in your name? Or did we not follow you? You know, and Jesus is going to say, I never knew you. Look what you did. You harmed my children. You literally harmed my children. You drove them to commit suicide. You physically harmed them by not allowing them access to the healthcare that they needed. You know, you did all these things to homeless people. You did what to my beautiful women? You took away their healthcare? You took away their bodily autonomy? You took away everything they could do for themselves? You did what? You did just in my name? Oh man, that's... Whew! Yeah, buddy, you can do things in my name all you want, but, those aren't things I approve of. Off you go. To that other place now. It's just... These people are fucking evil. This is literally Sodom and Gomorrah. Because remember, Sodom and Gomorrah's sin wasn't that queer people existed. It's idiotic. And it's completely unbiblical. The Bible is clear on what Sodom and Gomorrah's sin was. And that is if they were unwelcoming, and that they oppressed those without power. That is exactly what's going on in Texas. Texas is Sodom. And to be honest, I think that it is time, long past time, that we pray God punish these leaders. These Sodomite leaders, Abbott, Paxton, and Patrick, you know, that he punished them the way that he punished those in Sodom. And also, I want you to know, there are trans relocation services. Please, if you live in Texas, please look into them. Please get the fuck out. I am begging you. Texas is Sodom. It is Gomorrah. Please get the fuck out. This place, Texas is clearly a place that does not want to be saved. This is a place that is falling headlong as fast as it can into evilness. It is a wicked, wicked, evil place. It is a vile place where nothing good comes out of. Please get the fuck out. If you are a Christian, if you are trans, if you are progressive, I think it is time we call this a lost cause and focus on the other states and let the state rot and burn as it, you know, just let it fully let it burn in the way it is. Yeah, just... it's just fucking evil. You know, Greg Abbott called gender-affirming care and puberty blockers, which have been shown to reduce lifetime suicide risk for transgender people of access to them before puberty, monstrous and tragic. And yeah, you know, I believe him. I believe that he genuinely believes that. Because, you know why? Because it means trans people continue to exist. And understand, he wants you dead. He wants you gone. He does not want you in his state. He does not want you on this earth. These people are fucking sick. There is nothing good about these people. Just, this is just pure unadulterated evil. There is nothing good, not a single good thing that you can find in these people. Honestly, I don't really have anything else to say. I think I've pretty much said anything that can be said. Sorry for bringing it down like this, but this is really important. This is stuff that needs to be talked about. So, anyway, that is everything I've got for today. Thank you all for listening. Have a great day. Peace.